Evangeline Anna Marina Alarcon was born of parents Juan and Haley about 3 months ago. Eva, we'll be calling her Eva, was born into a family of believers, into disciples of Jesus. When she entered the world a month early, the lives of parents Haley and Juan were changed. For years to come, this whole family will remember and celebrate the day of Eva's birth, February 13th, 2026. Her baptism day on Pentecost Sunday, 2026, will also be a day to remember. Today is the day of Eva's spiritual birth. Today she is born of the Spirit. At her birth, Eva was given the gift of family. She received a home. She received a wonderful promise that she would be taken care of. And she was given the most beautiful and most holy of all promises, that she would be loved. On the day of her birth, Eva was promised unconditional love. Even when she would wake up her parents hundreds of times in the middle of the night, I read social media, preventing sleep, she would still be loved. Taking care of Eva sometimes brings exhaustion, frustration, anxiety. Even so, the promise of unconditional love remains. You have promised, Eva, we will always love you. Almost 2,000 years ago, God sent the Holy Spirit to the disciples of Jesus. The church on that day was born of the Spirit. Pentecost was God's promise of unconditional love. God's love will always be with us. The church on that day was given a mission, God's mission. The calling to continue the work of Jesus in the world. This means that God's unconditional love flows through people. For Eva, God's love flows through her parents, godparents, family, and the church. Now, Eva's mind wasn't developed enough on her day of birth to understand this promise of unconditional love. But there's no question that Eva received that love in the depths of her soul. Her mind isn't developed today at baptism to understand God's promise of unconditional love. But there's no question, Eva has received that love in the depths of her soul today. I always like to say that at baptism, God comes down and gives the baptized a heavenly hug, a divine heavenly kiss. Baptism is what God does. And God gives love at baptism. God gave love on Pentecost. Pentecost is the same promise as baptism. God will always love us, and the Holy Spirit will always live within us. At Pentecost, 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit opened the hearts and the minds of the followers of Jesus. That day, they understood, as best as the human mind can understand, what the journey of Jesus on earth was all about. The disciples learned that on Pentecost, that the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus into heaven is the pattern that God has planned for us. Being born of the Spirit means that our life, which will eventually lead to death, will include our resurrection, our ascension into heaven, into eternal life. On the journey that we call life, we travel with God. And even though Eva doesn't understand this at her young age, Juan and Haley and Fernando and Anna, members of this family and the church itself, promise to give Eva that understanding as she grows in years by teaching her and by the example that we set. When Eva was born, she changed the world for Haley and Juan and countless others. We believe this. When Jesus was born on Christmas, love was born into the world. Love in the person of Jesus walked the earth to bring healing and forgiveness and peace. Love was even alive at the crucifixion of Jesus. Love did not die at the crucifixion. In fact, love was given its greatest life and power at the resurrection. And 50 days later, love was born of the Spirit on Pentecost. God's love changed the world at Pentecost, but it can't stop there. As individuals and as the church, God's love changes all of us. You gotta love the way St. Paul said this from Romans chapter 5, verse 5. God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Pentecost is all about God's love. Baptism is all about God's love. God pours love into our hearts. And this love does not stop at Pentecost. It does not stop at baptism. Every time we come to the table of the Lord, to Holy Communion, God's love is poured into us. Every time we gather as the people of God, God's love is poured into us. Every time we pray, in public or in private, God's love is poured into us. Every time we cry out in pain or suffering or frustration or anxiety, God's love is poured into us. That's the promise of Pentecost. That's the promise of baptism. I'll never forget the day when I was a senior in high school. I lived at St. John Canty Prep on the east side of Erie when it was a boarding school. And one afternoon I was walking down the hallway, and my math and chemistry teacher, one of my favorite teachers ever, walked toward me very slowly. Now, he was old, and to me, he looked older and more frail than ever. We called him Prof for professor. He stopped me, and in kind of an old-sounding voice, looked up. Minio, are you in my chemistry class? He seemed confused. There were only 8 students in the class. I answered, yes, Prof. I'm in your chemistry class. And he paused, looked me in the eyes, and said, then why don't you start acting like it? I was dumbfounded. In my mind, I imagined Prof skipping away with a huge smile. He wasn't old. He was successful. I excelled in chemistry after that, even receiving the annual chemistry award at the end of the year. Friends in Christ, the Holy Spirit is poured into us today. God's love is poured into us today as best as we can, as often as we can. Let's start acting like it, and acting like it again and again and again. We can't see the Holy Spirit today. We can't feel a mighty wind, although it seemed like we could yesterday. But inside, no. We can't see flames of fire on our heads. Just because we can't see them doesn't mean they're not there. We can't see God's love right now. But God's love is here today. As we worship together on this Pentecost Sunday, on this baptism day, we are all once again born of the Spirit. God's love is being poured into us right here, right now. We're receiving God's love. Let us pray. Think about your life's journey, past, present, and future. Think about Eva's journey and pray for God's Holy Spirit in this journey. Let's pray the Pentecost prayer together. Come, Holy Spirit. Together, say this with me. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And now listen to the voice of God speaking into your soul. I have always loved you. God says, I love you now. And I will love you forever.